for just an additional $9.99, double. So go to proflowers.com, and if you want this great deal, you must use my code Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. You can't go wrong with flowers on Valentine's Day. The only way to get this amazing deal, and the deal this week that includes free chocolates, is going to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner, got to do that, and type in Bernstein. That's code Bernstein. Don't wait. Order today, because this deal expires Friday at midnight.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health. Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 3:02 for The Score Update Studio.
I want to destroy you. I want to humiliate you. I want you to have no doubt in your mind that I'm the better person. I'm the better human being. I'm the better athlete. That I don't care what we were doing. And you can't beat me in anything.
Why?
That I decide to be great
Why?
At. Because,
why do you think that?
Because I'm better than you.
Terry Bors does not disagree that CBS's Bart Scott, the former NFL linebacker leading the Score's Dan Bernstein, shaken and sturdy, was talking about the competitive nature of football players and how tough it is to find an outlet for that competitiveness post-retirement. Scott's going to be part of CBS's mega coverage on Super Bowl Sunday. Good interview, guys. NBA, the Bulls in Sacramento, where they've lost three straight games by an average of nearly 30 points. per game. Hockey fresh off a victory over Colorado, the Blackhawks in Arizona tomorrow. The Hawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas. 20-game suspension for Calgary defenseman Dennis Wiedemann. That's for hitting a linesman last week. College basketball, DePaul doing something it hasn't done in a while.
10 seconds remaining. La Mamba misses a three from the right side. Is this going to happen? Garrett the rebound. Providence will allow Billy Garrett Jr. to dribble out the clock, and it has happened. DePaul knocks off 11th-ranked Providence. Blue Demon 77, Friars 70.
The familiar voice of Zach Zaidman here on the score. DePaul upsets 11th-ranked Providence, the highest-ranked team the Blue Demons have beaten since defeating number 5 Kansas in 2006. Next up, DePaul at Creighton on Saturday, 12:45 start right here on the score. And tonight, Illinois at Rutgers on the score, 5:30 tip. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire. The Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boars and Bernstein.
We like to have fun here.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 3:05 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we go from the craziness of Bart Scott, I love every bit of it, to our guy Solomon Wilcots, who's reserved, quiet, calm, collected.
Also, part of our CBS
comparatively family. Speaking, that
comparatively
is.
Speaking. And, yes. And I believe that you were lucky enough as an analyst this year to completely avoid Chicago Bears football. So,
yeah.
Lucky
you're
you.
Right.
Congratulations on that.
It's about all I could say.
But John Fox is there. He's making it.
Oh, I'm a big John Fox guy now.
Why?
He recruited me. I was coming out of high school. I grew up in Southern California, and Coach Fox was recruiting me, and he was recruiting me. He was coaching at the time at Boise State. Now, I had met Coach Fox when I was playing in a Sid Gilman football camp, as he would recruit and bring a bunch of guys from the Southern California area, and he would have all these coaches there. Brian Billick coached there. Sean Payton coached there. This is before these guys came stars, and Coach Fox tried to get me to go out to Boise State. And I remember taking the trip. I only took the trip because of Coach Fox.
It's him, yeah.
I didn't plan to go to Boise State. They weren't the team that we know them to be
now
today.
Yep.
So he gets me there. He's like, all right, Solomon, you're on board. You're coming. You're going to sign with us. I said, Coach, come on, man. I can't go to Boise State. I was like, you're not even going to be here for 4 years. You tell me you're going to be here 4 years, and I'll come. And true to Coach Fox, he refused to lie to a player. He just won't even do it. He was like, you're right. You're right. That's the first recruiter I have ever had to just tell me the complete truth. And I still appreciate that today. But he's a man of his word. He's a man of integrity. Players love playing for him. You can see it he made the defense better. I didn't know how they get better, but they managed to get better.
Because we always, it seems like the guy that the players talk about isn't the same guy who presents himself to the media as just kind of this stuttering, stammering, mumbling guy. And everybody says behind the scenes, he's not like that when he's at a microphone.
He is phenomenal. He's a great teacher, wonderful person, wonderful guy. We talk about discretionary energy. What is that? It's the energy that you give up at your own discretion. You can't incentivize it. You can't pay for it. Players are going to play hard because you get a check. Mm-hmm. But certain coaches have a way of getting energy out of players that that they only give up if they really respect and love that coach. John Fox has the ability to get that out of players. That's why you see average players being good and maybe good players being a little bit better under Coach Fox. And he does show the players that side of himself. And I don't think the media is going to get that in a press conference.
You're doing more than talking football this week, we know. And we're joined also by Dr. Elise Lombardo, because there is a clinical research study going on called Mindset. Tell us about what this is and how it may relate to football.
Well, terrific. Thanks so much. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and be partnering with Solomon on this. And what we're really here to do is actually raise awareness about new treatments that we'd like to bring forward for Alzheimer's disease. And so, as you know, Alzheimer's disease affects so many people in this country, over 5 million people. And it's been over 10 years since any new treatment has been made available. So what we're doing is there is some great work going on, some great scientific work. We've got clinical trials that are going on right now, and we want to call out to the Alzheimer's community, to maybe family members who might be suffering or have a loved one suffering, and let them know that they can join us to help get these medicines approved quickly by volunteering and participating in clinical trials.
And I, along with other former NFL players, on Friday will be participating in a memory screening, and all it is just to establish a baseline for where your memory is. We are part of that that demographic known as the baby boomers. I'm on the late end of that, but yet and still part of that generation.
I'm about on the late end of it.
Well, we're living longer, and because we're living longer, we're susceptible to the Alzheimer's disease. You should know that it is a disease. It's not related to brain trauma or brain injury. Well, the vast majority of those 5 million people were affected with the disease, as Dr. Elise Lombardo has indicated. A large majority of them are women who never participated in sports like football or soccer. So I think you should understand how that's sort of separate from any kind of head-related injuries.
It is, yet doctors do describe strong similarities in the manifestation of chronic traumatic encephalopathy with what we would refer to as sort of garden variety Alzheimer's, not only in the tangling of the neurons, but in the presence of tau protein that gums up some of the works, as we know now more than ever. Is there a way, this is incredibly complicated to talk about this, but obviously you can't control for the football or traumatic brain injury side of it while you were doing this. Are you just collecting as much data as possible and then trying to go through histories, et cetera, with some of these patients to determine, or is that asking too much at this stage?
Well, actually, I mean, I think you bring up some great points, some very scientific points for a show like this, which is terrific.
Yeah, he's the station doctor.
Absolutely. So you're right. There is some pathology that's in common. Overall, though, I think that the history and the demographic of Alzheimer's disease is somewhat different. And the thing that you brought up, though, which I think is so important, is that we're focused on solutions. We're looking for a treatment. We've got some experimental drugs in the clinic right now. We're running a large research study, the Mindset Study. We want people to join us and volunteer so that we can bring these forward and bring solutions forward to treat patients.
Is the goal to reverse damage, or is the goal to create essentially a manageable chronic condition beyond the average human lifespan, or beyond the point where, yeah, we can hold it at bay to give a certain quality of life?
I take that.
Right. Well, I think yeah, obviously it would be terrific if the goal were to reverse it. I think we're a far way away from that, unfortunately. There really isn't anything that could promise to be a cure just yet. But what we do have are some options that can, as you say, target the symptoms. And we're looking in, for example, the Mindset Study and others to look to improve cognition and memory function, look to improve the day-to-day function that people lose. So their ability to do things like tie their shoes, make a meal, go out on their own. All of those we're hoping to target and bring a medicine forward.
And that's huge when you talk about losing one's independence.
Oh, boy.
And having the need for a caregiver, a family member, someone who has to really give up their freedom to care for someone. So that's making tremendous strides.
How does somebody know? Because this affects everybody. And, you know, the more people you talk to, at some point in their lives, they are touched by someone in their family with Alzheimer's. There can be desperation. There can be people who reach out to the next shiny thing, driven by hope beyond hope. And there's some people who get some bad and, in fact, dangerous advice. What would your medical advice be to determine whether what you're hearing, what you're seeing is real, or if they're being sold just the shiniest next thing?
Well, I think that everybody certainly needs to do their homework, and you're absolutely right. And when families are out there looking for treatments for loved ones, and there's a lot of information out there that they have to sift through. There are some great sources of information about developmental drugs. And so what we're talking about are certainly drugs that aren't yet approved. They're the experimental drugs that we're hoping will be the next medicines. And